Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Thai Expat Daily Show. I'm your host, Kieran Mack, as always, and delighted you've been able to tune in with us yet again for another show. Now, before we do get started, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and give us an old share on social media if you can. Now, if you like listening to us on a podcast player, there's a link down below in the description, which will take you to a website where a vast array of podcast players can be found. And finally, if you want to support the show, if you like the show, couple of ways you can do it. The first way is just to become a channel member, and you can do so through YouTube, or alternatively you can also buy us a coffee on buymeacoffee.com, link also down below in the description. And finally, if you want to follow us on TikTok or Instagram, links are also down below there. On TikTok, we're doing short versions of these videos, so you'll get them for a minute 30, and you can subscribe and follow us there as well. It's proven to be quite popular and a great way to get your news in the evening time. So now that's all done and dusted, let's jump into the top stories doing the rounds here in Thailand today. Russian arrested as illegal tour guide. In the ongoing crackdown on foreigners engaging in unauthorized work in Phuket, the Phuket Tourist Police have made another significant arrest, this time involving a Russian national found operating as a tour guide unlawfully at Phak Pra Beach, adjacent to Chong Phak Pra Channel, which serves as the geographical boundary between Phuket and the mainland. Now, the arrest unfolded at the crack of dawn yesterday when law enforcement descended upon the beachfront area in Mu 5 Mai Khao and apprehended 42-year-old Andrea Plinsky, who was flagrantly flouting regulations by conducting tour guide duties, a profession reserved exclusively for Thai nationals under prevailing legislation. Now, describing the scene of the arrest, tourist police delineated that Duplinski was stationed at the boat launch point on Phak Pra Beach, with photographic evidence capturing the Russian national in the company of law enforcement officers against the backdrop of a tour boat symbolizing the illicit activity in progress. While the identity of the tour boat operator remains undisclosed in official reports, the subsequent course of action was clear-cut as officers promptly escorted Duplinski to Ta Cha Chai police station to face charges as confirmed by the tourist police. Now, this latest episode underscores the steadfast resolve of authorities to curb illegal employment practices in the tourism sector, safeguarding both the integrity of the industry and employment opportunities for local residents. Both concerted efforts serve as a potent deterrent, signalling unequivocally that transgressions against labour regulations will be met with swift and decisive action. I don't know. Every day it's a Russian getting caught for some form of illegal activity. And particularly, by the way, this only seems to be happening in Phuket. I'm going to do a bit of a show about this maybe at the weekend. I want to talk about what has been going on and the fixes that I think need to come into play to stop this kind of illegal activity amongst foreigners here in the country, and how the Thai government should be looking at it rather than they have been. But we're going to leave that for now, and that'll be probably on a Sunday show or something. Now, a bit of an update on the David Swiss guy in Phuket. Fair case has been scheduled for mid-April. In the upcoming court battle set for mid-April, all eyes are on Swiss national expat Urs Fehr, or better known as David, who faces accusations of a clash with a female doctor at his lavish rented villa on Yamu Beach in Phak Lok in February. But the story takes a twist as Dr. Tandao Chandam, the alleged victim, voices worries about where the case is headed. Now, speaking to reporters recently, Dr. Tandao shared her concerns about the upcoming court date. She revealed that five justice officials had already paid her visits, hinting at hidden complexities surrounding the case. "I'm anxious about the court hearing in mid-April," she admitted, suggesting there's more to the story. Fehr is charged under Section 295 of the Criminal Code for causing bodily harm. Despite his denial, Dr. Tandao stressed the mental toll of the incident going beyond physical wounds. Opening up about her struggle, Dr. Tandao has described the psychological scars, including constant fear and nightmares. "I want justice because of what he did," she said, mentioning a PTSD diagnosis and ongoing treatment. Trying to find a way through the legal maze, Dr. Tandao suggested charging Fehr under Section 391 of the Criminal Code, but she realized the penalties for mental distress here are lighter compared to physical harm under Section 295. Now, joined by the Phuket MP, Sherlampong Sengdi, Dr. Sandow's fight goes beyond herself. "This case affects all Thai people," the MP stressed, warning against a lenient judgment. "It's not about Dr. Tandao, it's about justice and equality for everyone." So, look, I'll weigh in a little bit on this and give my opinion on it all. David, Urs Fehr, whatever his name is an asshole. of the highest degree. I think most of us can probably agree with that, okay? Most of us. Does he have a place in Thailand? Probably not. Should he be acting a lot better when he's here? Absolutely. Now, but I have a thing also about this case that I find, I don't know, just something doesn't sit right with me when I look at it. And I just give you quickly my opinion. You can agree or disagree down below in the comment section. And as always, I'll read them and, you know, I'll take on board what you say. But I believe that if you commit a crime or you're suspected of committing a crime, you're considered innocent until proven guilty. And by the way, that is the standard here in Thailand. But for some reason, in this case, that has not happened. He's already had his visa cancelled, but he hasn't been proven guilty of anything. He's only guilty of being an asshole. And by the way, if every expat in this country was guilty of being an asshole, there'd be very few of them left here because there's an awful lot in this country. But that's not a crime, okay? It's not a crime. Now, if he did kick the woman and if it's proven in a court of law that he did, okay, then whatever the penalty for that is should be dished out and he should do, whether it's a month in prison or he gets a fine or whatever it may be. I see that as the way things should be. But the justice and how it happens, it should run its course. I'm concerned that this doctor suddenly now is talking about PTSD. I think it takes away from people who really suffer from PTSD. And I feel she's milking this a bit too much as well. Look, he's had his visa cancelled. He's going to be deported after the court case. He's going to have something on a criminal record. He's lost his business. Okay, even if he kicked her once or twice, okay, I think it's enough. But she seems to be out for, you know, her pound of flesh or something. I don't quite know what she's looking for. Is she looking for a big payout? I'm not quite sure. I mean, normally in a case like this, and let's all be honest, guys, normally in a case like this, this would all be settled by now. If this was a rich Thai, we all know that money would be handed over. There'd be a few whys here and there, and this would be finished. This is only going to court and continuing on because David is a foreigner. And this is my opinion. There's a little kind of, in my opinion, a little bit of a xenophobia behind the back of this as well, which, again, doesn't sit well with me. I feel that the wheels of justice here have been working differently. And if it was a Thai person, I don't think it would be going the way it's going at the moment. But that's just my opinion on it. As always, when we find out more about the court case, we'll bring it to you. I'd love to know your opinion on all of this because, you know, I didn't do a show for a month and this was on during this time. So I'd love to know what you think about all of this. As I said, my opinion is let the wheels of justice run its course. And then, by the way, after that, if he is found guilty, that's when his visa should be revoked. That's when he should be deported, not before it all happens. They're basically saying you're guilty, by the way, before you've even been found guilty. But I'd love to know your opinion down below, as always. Now, for people who love to import stuff here into Thailand, all imported goods now face VAT. In a decisive move propelled by the Prime Minister, Sureta Thevisin, directive, the government is gearing up to impose a 7% value-added tax on all imported goods from a single baht and upwards, slated to commence in May. As it stands, goods priced under 1,500 baht per parcel and brought into Thailand currently enjoy exemption from VAT. However, following discussions held subsequently to the weekly cabinet meeting, Deputy Finance Minister Jalapan alluded that both the Finance Ministry and the Revenue Department are on the cusp of finalising legislation to enforce this VAT imposition. In emphasising the rationale behind this measure, Mr. Dilipporn stressed the imperative of VAT collection for goods priced below the 1,500 baht threshold, citing the need for parity between foreign and domestic operators in tax obligations. This, he reiterated, is essential for fostering a fair business environment wherein both locals and international entities operate under comparable tax regimes. Furthermore, he underscored the anticipated boon in government tax revenue resulting from this initiative. So what I read, there's a lot more in this article, but it's a bit more nonsense. So this is what I get from all of this. The government here in Thailand is broke. They have no money. They don't know where to get money from, and this is the next thing. By the way, I believe that there is a MOU or there's some kind of FTA between Thailand. By the way, this will really affect imported goods, by the way, from China. But as far as I think there is an FTA with Thailand and China, or there's some MOU. And I think Thailand may be in violation of that if they do tax goods that are less than 1,500 baht. That's just something I have been thinking about recently. But as I said, my take from all of this is the government have no money here in Thailand. They're broke. Okay, and this is another way for them to try find money urgently. I have no idea, by the way, how they're going to implement this, because if you think the amount of products that are bought from China on a daily basis here, who's collecting this 7%? How is it going to be even collected? Everybody going to be heading down to the customs office? Because I was down there recently, and let me tell you, getting a package out of there takes quite a long time. So I don't think that's going to be a method to do it. Are they going to ask the foreign companies to collect the money and then send it back to Thailand? I'm not quite sure. Or are they going to ask the poor, Flash Express or Kerry Express driver to be going to every house getting 7%? I just don't understand how it's going to be enforced. I have absolutely no idea. I wonder if they even understand how it will be enforced. But, you know, if they're looking for money in this country, right, and if they're looking to get and find more money, we have a population here of about, 65 million people, with approximately only 2 to 3 million people actually paying tax in this country. That leaves a significant number of people not paying any tax in this country. And maybe they need to start to look at that. Maybe they need to start to look at all the restaurants and bars and shops that are all open in this country who pay zero tax, by the way, and have been getting away with it for years. Maybe that's where they need to start to look. I just don't understand how this will work. I reckon the postal system will grind to an absolute halt. But I'd love to know what you think about it. I mean, I've ordered stuff from China recently and it's been quite good, but maybe this will change. And finally, the last story. Surachat surrenders freed on bail after questioning. So in a dramatic turn of events, Deputy National Police Chief General Surachat Hakparan, or better known as Big Joke, voluntarily presented himself at Taupun police station on Tuesday afternoon to confront the money laundering charges looming over him. Following an intense four-hour interrogation, Surachat was granted bail, emerging from the police precinct around 8 p.m., resolute and steadfast in his denial of all accusations, vowing to contest them vigorously in court, asserting his presumption of innocent until proven otherwise guilty. Now, remember, he's just said that, and we just talked about David Erz Fur, or whatever his name. Surachat remained undeterred, despite the issuance of an arrest warrant by the criminal court, a consequence of his prior disregard for three summonses from the Taupun police. Addressing the press, Surachat remained resolute, brushing aside concerns regarding the potential ramifications of his bid for the National Police Chief position, slated to be vacated by Police General Torsak Sukmavil come September's end, dismissing speculation about a possible temporary suspension from duty by the Prime Minister in light of the gravity of the charges. Surachat pointed out that he's not alone in navigating such legal turmoil. His superior, Police General Torsak, finds himself in a similar predicament. Both Surachat and Torsak have been reassigned to the Prime Minister's office pending the resolution of the criminal allegations purportedly linked with their involvement in online gambling platforms. As the saga unfolds, the uncertainty surrounding these high-profile figures in law enforcement casts a shadow over the institutional stability, underscoring the challenges inherent in navigating the nexus of law, politics, and personal integrity. And as we conclude today's episode, I want to invite you to share your thoughts in the comments below. This show isn't just about delivering news, it's about fostering a conversation. Your insights and perspectives matter. So keep the dialogue alive, like the video, subscribe to our channel, and share it with others. Your support means the world to us. I'm Kieran Mack, and you've been tuning in to the Thai Expat Daily Show. Until next time, take care and stay engaged.